Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Feminine Energy, your daily dose of love, light, and a whole lot of empowerment. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and today, we're diving deep into something super important. Unpacking those emotions and finding that sweet spot of balance. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? You know, one minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of sadness or frustration. Yeah, me too. That's why we're talking about this today, because navigating our emotions is an essential part of living a truly fulfilling life. Now, I want you to picture this. Your emotions are like waves in the ocean. Some days they're gentle ripples, other days they're crashing waves. The key isn't to try and stop those waves or pretend they don't exist. It's about learning to ride them, to understand their rhythm, and to find that balance where you're not swept away but rather moving with the flow. So, let's unpack this a little, shall we? 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional waves like a pro. First up, awareness is everything. Just like you wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without knowing where it was coming from, you can't effectively manage your emotions if you don't even know what they are in the first place. Take some time each day to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What triggers those feelings? Journaling is an amazing tool for this. It's like having a conversation with your inner self, helping you understand those whispers turning into roars. Number 2. Don't judge those emotions. Seriously, none of them are good or bad. They're just energy in motion. Feel that anger? It's telling you something needs to change. That sadness? It's a sign of deep compassion for yourself or someone else. Accepting your emotions without judgment is the first step towards understanding and ultimately mastering them. Thirdly, find healthy outlets. Bottling up emotions never works, trust me on this one. It's like trying to hold water in a sieve. It just leaks out eventually, often in unhealthy ways. So, what are some good outlets? Exercise, dance, sing, write, talk to a trusted friend, spend time in nature, whatever helps you release that energy constructively. Number 4. Set boundaries. This is crucial, especially when dealing with external triggers. You have the right to protect your emotional well-being. Learn to say no when necessary, remove yourself from toxic situations, and surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Think of it like this. Your emotions are precious, treat them like gold. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during those tough times. Remember, everyone goes through emotional ups and downs. It's a part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Speaking of real-world scenarios, ever notice how that feeling of overwhelm can creep in when you have too much on your plate? You're juggling work deadlines, personal commitments, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care time. Suddenly, you feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos. That, my friends, is emotional overload. It's not about simply being busy, it's about how those tasks affect your emotional state. Here's the thing, recognizing those feelings of overwhelm is step one. Instead of pushing through and feeling more drained, take a moment to breathe, acknowledge those emotions, and then reassess your priorities. Maybe delegate some tasks, say no to non-essentials, or simply carve out time for yourself to recharge. Remember, you don't have to do it all at once. So, let's recap the takeaways, because they are pure gold. Awareness is key. Know what you're feeling and why. Don't judge your emotions, they're just energy in motion. Find healthy outlets to release that energy, move your body, express yourself creatively, connect with loved ones. Set boundaries to protect your emotional well-being, prioritize your needs. And most importantly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Remember, beautiful souls, you are powerful beyond measure. You have the strength and resilience to navigate any emotional storm that comes your way. So embrace those feelings, learn from them, and keep moving forward with grace and courage. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll catch you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of feminine energy. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little emotional boost. Let's spread the love and empower each other.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.